What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got a pretty good handle on what happened and a good handle on where we're going forward. And we're excited about the opportunity to move on and play the Browns and go find a way to play our best football on Sunday here at M&T in the home opener.
You lose a tough game last week to a very good football team, a team that will just beat you in the postseason, the end of your season, much like last year. When you lose to the Chiefs, and then you play the Chiefs, you go 0-2 in that stretch. And what did the Ravens do that next week? They lost to Vegas. They lost to Vegas. So it's not ridiculous to ask the question whether or not you're afraid of a hangover, because we've seen this movie before. You lose on the road to Kansas City, who just ended your season the year before. This year, you lose on the road to Buffalo in a close game, who just ended your season the year before. Now you have the equivalent of when you say Cleveland is the equivalent of playing Las Vegas last year week two at home. Definitely. It's set up just like it. Mm-hmm. It's set up the same. You know, week three, the Ravens went on the road to Dallas.
Only difference is
this year they stay at home for Detroit, though.
I think sometimes don't overlook divisional games. There's that familiarity that you have.
Fine.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. They were 12.5-point favorite.
Yes, they were.
Now I've seen some 11.5s out there. Mm-hmm. As some people think double digits is just too much in the NFL to be given up.
I think so. I've always felt that way. I'd stay away from double digits.
Well, because in the NFL, too, you see what the Ravens did on Sunday where you talk about the prevent. Teams do that all the time and still hold on and win games. But that's why a lot of times when you see the double digit, you're up 14 points and you're feeling great, and then all of a sudden they score a touchdown. You don't care. You just want to run out the clock.
Mm-hmm.
So
are you afraid, Ed, of a double? I'll be above it, of a
more game
hangover.
A little bit. I think this is going to work one of two ways. I think they're going to come out and beat them like 38-7, or they're going to lose this game in a close game where it's like in a high scoring game. Like for some reason they can't stop. Flacco has a big day, and just I can see this happening. So I'm a little concerned about the game.
I thought you could say it happens one of two ways. They either win or they lose.
Well, there's that, yes.
Who are we supposed to root for? Is it Flacco or is it the Ravens?
The Ravens.
The Ravens.
The Ravens.
The Ravens.
Go Ravens. I don't, you know what I have concern for with the hangover is the Bills. I don't have concern with the Ravens. You got checked. You got hit in the mouth, and now you're coming back home for your home opener. Mm-hmm. The Bills are going on the road to face the Jets, who just lost a really tough game, and they're coming off this emotional victory, mm-hmm. and it's their first road game. And by the way, I know it's Derrick Henry, so he needs to be put in another category. He broke off three runs that were huge against them. Breece Hall has speed for days.
Yeah,
I'm not going to call a Jets upset.
But it's a divisional game, though. Same thing.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So, like, but again...
But Jets at home means divisional game. Okay.
Yeah.
It means more for them. Okay.
I think so. But again, like the fact that you're coming off the loss, I think it kind of, I mean, I can't
But they came off a loss last year with KC.
But that's the first time that's happened, right? Where they went 0-2 to start the season under Harbaugh?
Am I saying it's likely? No, I'm not. But I'm saying it's not ridiculous to worry about it because we were here before last year.
And the only reason
if you ask me, I think they beat, I said I hate double-digit games, but I think if you put a gun to my head and tell me, I tell you they beat win by 10 against Cleveland. That's what I think.
If I put a gun to your head, I'm not asking who wins the Ravens game. I'm asking other questions.
I think they win by 10. That's what I think.
Yeah.
But it's reasonable to say you're worried about a
letdown. I think in this day and age in the NFL, you can't overlook anything. I mean, the Titans could have easily beat the Broncos this past week. You know, we had Cincinnati was losing to Cleveland. Who would have thought, you know, and it's Cleveland's home opener, and I know everybody thought Cincinnati was going to win. They had no business winning that game at all, Cincinnati did. We see strange things all the time. So, like, yeah, I don't think you could take anything for granted. I think we all look at this game going, yeah, the Ravens should win, but I could see this happening. I could see this happening.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
410-583-1057 East Baltimore. Larry, what's up, Larry?
Morning, how y'all doing?
Good. How well are you?
Hey, I'm saying I'm not watching the Ravens game room with Terry Fire, Zach Orr. I'm through with him. Now I'm on the spot. I would have left him in Baltimore. I would have left him in Buffalo. Y'all have a nice day.
Morning, Larry.
Zach Orr is getting beat up galore this weekend.
Incredible, yes.
Are you surprised?
No.
Is it warranted, in your opinion?
He's in charge of the defense. They look terrible. So,
but he's in charge.
That's what you get.
Ken McCusick said the thing that looms the largest here yesterday. Buffalo ran 50 in the second half alone.
Yeah.
50. The longest drive by the offense was 4 plays. Four.
Four plays.
Any defense, I don't care how good your defense is, if you're in there in the second half and you have to be on the field for 50 plays. Now, granted, you can get a stop too. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But at the same extent too, everything goes hand in hand. So no, not one singular game I'm going to sit here and say, oh, this is all Zach Orr's fault. And again, whose philosophy was it to go to the prevent? Is that Zach Orr's idea? Is it Harbaugh coming over and say, like, we don't know.
You don't know. He's D coordinator. That's all I'm saying.
No.
I don't think he should be fired, but it's like you're in charge of defense. They look terrible. And the fact there were 50 plays, that's your fault.
I think
you should have stopped them multiple times.
Well, the Ravens started off the third quarter, 4 plays out, but they scored a touchdown on 4 plays. Buffalo comes in 9 plays, touchdown. Ravens come in 3 plays, punt. Buffalo comes in 6 plays, punt. It's something like they answered each other back and forth, punting touchdowns for the rest of the half until right towards the end. Ravens, 3 plays punt, touchdown Buffalo. 2 plays fumble, touchdown Buffalo. 3 plays punt, field goal Buffalo. So I think to Jeremy's point is they got no help from the offense, especially down the stretch. It won't be. It's not 50 plays probably if you don't go three plays punt and two plays punt fumble.
And again,
not 50 plays for Buffalo.
This isn't me saying that you're wrong that like Zach Gore is a great defensive coordinator. I'm just not going to base it off of one game. If we looked at it last year, I don't know what the deal was. You know, I do. Dean Pease coming and fixed everything, man. It just he helped everything out.
But they did look terrible in the beginning, her first half of the year.
Yeah,
they looked like this.
Yep.
410-583-1057 is
the
number.
But you're also not playing Buffalo every week either.
Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello.
Hello. I'm going to be honest with y'all, right? I believe in the Ravens defense, but hey, Rob, check your phone. I just sent you a play, right? Why is our D tackles playing in coverage? We got a slot cornerback act like he playing edge and he's getting like washed up in the box. Like, it's pitiful, right?
Well, they rush one and rush zero.
And this is what I was saying when people were criticizing Roquan Smith for tackling 5 and 6 yards downfield, because this is what I saw. The defensive linemen were backing. So how can I come up to make a tackle when you have multiple plays like this, Trippy?
Hey, Rob, I'm going to be real with you, right? And, like, the Ravens, man, like, I'm going to be real. The defense soft, and I hope the players hear this. Y'all soft right now. And if y'all let Joe Flacco come to the bank and patch us up, somebody getting the pink slip. I don't know who it is. Somebody.
I ain't heard that one in a while.
Hear me out. It's sad, y'all. Like, okay, we lost the game, but it's the way how we lost the game. We got to stop doing this. When we up 15 points, I don't care. We up 25 points. Keep running the score up. Because that's remember that year when we won the Super Bowl and we had to play on the road thanks to the Orioles? What did Peyton Manning do?
Threw seven touchdowns.
He ran the score up on us.
Yeah, but we got Keith Urban on a float, man. Did you see him?
Exactly. But I ain't going to hold y'all, man. I hope they get it together, because I ain't going to lie. Right now, I think Joe Flacco coming to the bay. He's going to put up 300 yards. So I hope he proved me wrong, but that's how I look.
Hey, Rob.
I haven't heard pink slip in a long time.
I'm going to be real with you.
Be real with me.
Keith Urban had like 3 good hits. I mean, so it wasn't that bad to get him on
the float. Were the 3 hits before he came here, or did we lift his career up in 3 hits?
What's the leave my cat and take my sweater song? I don't know. It was pretty good. I agree with the one time the NFL goes, yeah, we're going to let you guys open up, but you're going to go on the road because of what happened with the Orioles. Yeah. It screwed everything up, and that was an ugly start to that season.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.